But if parents are, you know, they bring their children up, or they...
Well, we were encouraged around home to talk freely. We had good communications with our parents. In other words, there was no restriction on speaking, but we were taught the right times to speak, and you know, don't interrupt an adult that's speaking, stuff like that.
But well, the question I'm trying to get around, and I have trouble eliciting this word. Would you say that parents, your parents reared you, or would you say, I mean, like they brought you up, or they
raised you? I was raised to believe this, or I was raised.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's great. If your features were similar to your father's, how would you describe your relationship to him?
It looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
A woman is ready to have her baby, so she goes to a place. What is that place?
Hospital.
Uh-huh. And if she doesn't go to the hospital, she might have a woman help with the birth.
A midwife.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the term granny woman?
No.
No? Okay. Now, let's see. Two people want to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get...
married?
Mm-hmm. And the woman becomes the man's...
wife?
Uh-huh. And the man becomes the woman's...
husband?
Mm-hmm. And where do they get married?
Usually in a church.
Uh-huh. And now, in the Episcopal Church, what do you call the person who leads the service?
Well, if you were just referring to a wedding, you'd call him a minister.
Mm-hmm.
You might call him father or a priest.
Mm-hmm. But on a daily Sunday basis, who is the person who leads the daily Sunday service? I mean, the weekly Sunday service.
Well, I never thought of it being...
Well, would you call him a minister, or is there another name that you'd use for him?
Well, the father or the priest...
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me ask you this too. How was it that you came to be an Episcopalian? Have your has your family always been Episcopal? Or?
Well, that gets into another story. My father's family had a lot of religious dissension in the years ago. My maternal grandmother had been raised a Catholic, and she became disenchanted with Catholicism because of the treatment by the priests of the Indians up in northern New Mexico and the natives. And she swayed from one end of the scale to the other. She became a Christian Scientist.
Oh.
And so as a result of all of that, my dad was didn't think much of organized religion, so he didn't do much about giving us formal religious education as kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a couple of friends who were very who were acolytes and very active down at St. Clement's, and so they took me to St. Clement's and introduced me and got me started. So but you know, by then I was 12, 13 years old, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's interesting. Do you know the first four books of the New Testament?
Not very well.
Well, it's four names that we're looking for. Four first names. What do you happen to know what they are?
Well, like John.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd know them all if I could think about them. John's the only one that comes to mind real quick. Paul is another one.
There's one that starts with an M.